I believe that you can all hear me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We give thanks to God. We are grateful to God for the journey that He has granted to one of us. So actually, it's a journey that God has granted, a safe journey that God has granted to us, because He is us as well. So we are thankful for the journey. This actually took us back to my own time during the period we had our wedding as well, when we had to travel. We know the intervention of God, and during that period there were kidnappings, and the road was actually fraught with disasters that people were asking us, how is it that during this period when the road is so bad, there are a lot of kidnappers, we hear news of them every day, but yet God told us move, and we obey the voice of God. This is exactly the same thing that that we are seeing, that God is being faithful to us even during this period as well. And it seems like Brother John, MP John, is walking in the footpath of someone in a foreign land. I just put that that way. Before we start, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, O Lord God, for this opportunity once more, for the parliamentarians, for us to gather once again to deliberate on the word of life. And this is an opportunity that has been given to us, even this vigil, to exercise our spirit. This is to exercise our spirit, and also to be able to harvest the spiritual gifts and the blessings that God has afforded to every of His children by His word. So we are grateful to God for this platform that God has given to us, in order to be able to exercise therein to the fulfillment of the purpose in which the parliamentarian is built on. This we ask, this we pray in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So today, today's topic, we'll be talking about marriage. Today is the 10th of April, 2024. Today's topic is marriage. I was just, contemplating, thinking about what would the topic be? What will I, it was not until this evening, for the past, since the outline came out, the allotment of the time, that is me, Wednesday, then David, I have been in communication with the Holy Spirit to ask, what are we going to actually talk about? And it didn't come to me until the last few hours. So this message that we're about to, is just the last few hours that it came up. I didn't even plan for it. So the topic is actually marriage. And this is just to understand what marriage is all about, the concept of marriage. I think given the light in the light of what we have in this season, in this moment, that it is a topic that is that is in good time, that came in a good time. So we are very grateful to God. I pray even as we engage in it, that God opens our spirit man, and our ears to be able to get the essence, to hear actually, to understand, in order to put it to apply it in our lives, in order to be edified and grow, to know more of God. So the topic, marriage. So the question is, what is marriage? That is the first thing. When you hear marriage, I know that it's the language, but we understand what I mean by marriage. We may have an understanding that it has to involve a man and a woman coming together. Of course, without a definition, somebody might just say, okay, I've seen people get married. It is coming together of a man and a woman and the making of children. Some will say, oh, it's the coming together of a family, of a man and a woman in order to make family, The coming together of a man and a woman to create family. But what is actually a marriage? What is marriage? And we know that marriage is not something that is for you to get it proper, it's not something that we can define in a canon or in a flesh. There is a spiritual significance of marriage, which also Paul tried to make us understand by the he said that is a mystery, which he tried to unveil in one of his letters. But before we go on, we just have to get a definition of what marriage is all about. If someone could just time me, I think I have 15 minutes, so I have 30 minutes for both of them. I might be able to do the topic and also the prayer as well. If I'm not able to do the prayer, I will just assign somebody to do the prayer. So marriage, what is marriage? According to the definition, this is the definition that came to my mind. It's the definition that, you know, from my spirit, according to what we understand, what the Holy Spirit has laid in my heart. It is a covenant union. Marriage is a covenant union of two consenting people. I might say adults, but let's just use people that are free. They are not. No, they are being free. That means they have the ability to make decisions themselves, and those decisions that they make is binding onto them. That means they have a free will. It's not something that is being forced on them. It's not a force. It's something that you willingly want to get involved in. Maybe because of the purpose or what you want to achieve or the beauty or what you're seeing. It depends on what you're seeing, what you want to really achieve. So there is a purpose to it. So marriage is a covenant between, it's always between two people. Two people. Of course, in this part of the world, it is two people that are autonomous, that is independent of each other. Two people that previously they were independent of each other. They are separate, and they can do things in their separateness. They are able to do things on their own without any intervention. Then these two people coming together, deciding that it is best for us to come together because we are looking ahead to something. There's something we want to achieve. So marriage is a covenant that you enter into. A covenant union between two people. Two free, autonomous entities. Individuals. And also, it can also be a union between two entities. It can be a union between a man and God. or between people and God, between people and God, between a person and God, between a person and the spirit of God. So that we're talking about marriage. And the title the title is taken from the book of Genesis. If we should go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, let's see what God says there. 2 verse 18, from 18 to 22. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me, or if you have the ability to also use your phone while you're listening. Genesis 2. Verse 21, it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the ribs which the Lord God had taken from man, he made woman and brought her unto Adam, unto the man." So that is Genesis. That is the beginning of marriage. And we can see here that God is the one that started marriage. He was the one that instituted marriage. This was during the time when he gave Adam, he first created the man, and he gave him the instruction to tend to the garden. He said, "Take care of the garden." You know, so Adam was busy in the garden. God has given him a job. He said, "Take care of the garden." So Adam was taking care of the garden. He was tending to the garden. God gave him the dominion over the garden. So he was working. There is a work involved. So while Adam was working and he was naming things, God was creating things in the presence of Adam so that he'll be able to know that he is the one that created the things. He was creating trees and all kinds of things. And God also was creating animals. And as God was creating animals, he created them male and female animals, male and female. And he brought them to Adam to name them. And when Adam was naming, he noticed, actually saw that there is male and a female. And he was probably wondering about himself. But God put him to sleep and was able to use his rib to create a woman. And he also brought the woman to Adam to see what he would, because when God creates like that, he brings it in front of Adam to pass. So when Adam saw the woman, he said, "This is different. This one is different." That is when Adam identified his wife. He said, "This looks like me. It looks like me." You know, because she was taken from a man, she should be called a woman. So that was where her God formed the first union. You know, and you realize that Adam was busy, and God said that he saw that he needed a help. So the woman there was created to help him in the work of God. You know, there's a work that is involved. God, Adam is doing a work. Had it been Adam is not doing a work, there wouldn't have been any reason why God wanted to give him a help. In the woman is a helper, a help. It's a help meet. That is a help that is measured to meet the deficiency of the man in the work that God has given to him. It was given to Adam in order, because there are lapses that God is seeing. So God say, "Okay, I'm going to create a help that is meet, that is measured to compensate for the weakness of the man, or to compensate for those areas that the man is not able to meet up, to help the man in order to accomplish the work of God." So marriage is a union that is created by God for the people to do the work of God and to do it effectively and efficiently. That's what we should understand. And one other thing is that we should also understand from the book of when Paul was talking about marriage as well in the book of Ephesians. But before we go there, we should understand that this marriage is built on love. And also, is built in love. It's built on love. It's built in love. It's built around love. And is a product of unconditional love. A product of unconditional love. So I think we are going to go into a prayer. But before we go into a prayer, I just want for us to build this up so that when we go to a prayer, we will be able to fire on. So whoever that is getting into a marriage must have that pre-notion that I'm getting into this marriage for love. It is because of love. And this is the express image of God, because we are talking about God is love. This is for God to be expressed through our being, through us. You understand? For God to be expressed through us. So if we are getting into marriage, you must get into marriage through unconditional love. It is a place where unconditional love expresses itself. It's a place where God is able to express itself. This can be seen also in the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, or the person of the Holy Spirit and a woman of flesh, which is Mary, a woman of flesh, which we will be able to go into that maybe a little bit shortly. And the unconditional love here is a love that is not dependent on anything. You love regardless of what can, as long as you've made the decision to say, I and this person, we are going into marriage, it must be unconditional love. That when the marriage is consummated, that you are bound to that person forever. And that bound is a bound of love. That no matter what may happen, you love the person unconditionally, regardless what the person might be or what the person is. Is a product of unconditional love. That's what you want to understand. And there is no divorce in it. No divorce. Just put that out of your mind. No divorce. So, having this understanding, we want to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 2 to 33. Ephesians 5, let's go to 22 first. This is where we are talking about how to be able to, because now that if a man and a woman comes together for marriage and they are joined together, of course there are obstacles. Because we are still in a world that has not been completely redeemed by God. We are getting there. It's still a process. So in order to survive, that God has given us the skills. This is survival skills. Survival, what's it called? He's given us the ideas, the ability, the ideas through the word. And he says that can be found in Ephesians 5:22-23. But from verse 22, he says, "Wives, submit yourself unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior." And he's also said in Ephesians 5:25, he says, "Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself to it." This is the secret of survival. Because, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. And this chapter here is the only solution in order to, because the devil we always want to fight the marriage. If one is able to adhere to this, say, husband, love your wife, and this love is unconditional, no matter what happens, no matter what, which, as long as both of you are joined together, no matter her attitude, whether she submits herself or not, even as the word has said, so wife, submit yourself, you have to love the wife regardless whether she submits or not. You have to love the wife whether she submits or not. The wife also needs to submit, have to submit the husband whether the husband loves or not. So it is unconditional. I just hope that you can all hear me. So you ask yourself, what is the purpose of marriage? What is the purpose of marriage? The purpose of marriage, first, there are two purposes of marriage, two of them. The first is to do the work of God. That is the first purpose. The second is to bring godly children for the kingdom of God. There are just two purposes. One is to do the work of God. The second one is to bring godly children. Children that will inherit the kingdom of God. That is the second purpose. For the first purpose, which is to do the work of God, that is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 20. And it says, Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. Remember, even as I said in the beginning. And the Lord God said, verse 18, he says, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. So the help there is a work. So the first purpose of marriage is to do the work of God. Marriage is not something that happens in a vacuum. There is a purpose for it. And this purpose is to do the work of God effectively and efficiently. Even as we are doing the work, you are also discovering who God is. You're getting the revelation of who God is. There are some people that you might not be able to get the some revelation of God until you are married. Because it is in the context of that marriage that when God or when the Spirit of God is speaking to you, that you'll be able to understand quickly what God is talking about, because you feel it. Just like Jesus Christ came to die for us. Not like God could not forgive our sin. But Jesus Christ came to die for us, and he went through the same infirmities that we went through, and he is a priest now in heaven. Also because he is able to pray for us, because he has gone through the body of a flesh and he understands us. So in the same manner. So the second part is to bring godly children for the kingdom. This is one of the reasons why we have marriage, to bring godly children. And we know that right from the time of Adam and Eve, we have been bringing children in the flesh. We have children that have been brought into the kingdom that is not of God. You know, the kingdom of God, we have kingdom that is not of God. Every other kingdom that is not of God is not of God, if I may put it that way. So to bring godly children, and we know that in order to bring godly children, it must be a union of the Holy Spirit. So marriage also stands to point to us the things that God has placed in the Spirit. For example, when God wanted to send Jesus Christ, he wanted to send Jesus Christ to the earth, it was through union between the Holy Spirit and Mary. We know that, between Holy Spirit and Mary. And through the union of the Holy Spirit, between the union of Holy Spirit and Mary, Jesus came forth. That is a seed, that is a child. And through that seed, when Jesus Christ was resurrected, he said, this day have I begotten thee as my son. So it is to bring godly children. Marriage is a platform to bring godly children. It's to bring children But when as it is instituted by God, it is to bring godless children. If it is not instituted by God, then you know the kind of children that you're bringing into the world. Of course, we have children of the flesh. You know, for those who have not known God and they brought children in the flesh, they need to also, if they bring children to the flesh, they need to bring them up in the spirit. So, to bring godly children, these children is the children of the spirit, because we, in our nature, we are now spiritual beings. We are now spirits. We are born in the flesh before we receive Christ, but after we receive Christ, we became spiritual beings. Or if our parents receive Christ and they give birth to us, then we inherit that spiritual nature. So it is to bring the children of God, to fill the kingdom of God with the children of God. That's what Christ was able to achieve himself. No, Christ was able, with the union of the Holy Spirit, was able to also bring children in the kingdom. Like now, we are the children of Christ. We are the children of God. Let's go to John chapter 21, verse 4. It says, "But when the morning was now come, Jesus Christ stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus Christ said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." So, marriage is the platform that God has afforded to everyone that cares about his kingdom. It's a platform that God has afforded to everyone to partake in the kingdom of God by bringing godly children. See, by bringing children for God, that we inherit the kingdom of God. Just like Christ, with the union of the Holy Spirit, is able to bring forth children. God, with the union, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, in union with Mary, is able to bring Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, with union with the Holy Spirit, is able to bring us forth unto the kingdom. So we as well, that Christ has brought forth, with the union of woman by the Spirit of God, we are able also to bring forth children for the kingdom of God. So we are just filling the kingdom of God. There's a place where it is written that the honor of a king is in the multitude of his children, in the multitude of people. That is the honor of a king. So when we are talking about, you can imagine the children, or how many the children of God are, right from the time that Jesus Christ has died for us, or right from the time of Abraham, or right from the time of Adam and Eve, when God promised Adam, when they fell, he said, "Through thy seed, God was making promise to the seed of the woman that came through Abraham. So these are the importance of marriage. Genesis 2 verse 24. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh." The two of them shall become one flesh. So I think I'm about 28 minutes into. So we are going to take the prayer point. We are going to be for the few minutes that is left. Father, our Lord, we thank you. Let's go into prayer mode. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for giving us the opportunity to be able to know this day by the Spirit of God what marriage is all about. We pray, let us raise our prayer, that God, let us give thanks to God for the opportunity that he has given to us to know, to have the revelation concerning marriage and the purpose upon which marriage is given to man. Let us raise that as a prayer point. Let us give thanks to God. Because through prayer, through marriage, we are able to partake in the kingdom of God. Through marriage, we are able to express the love of God, for God to be expressed through us, through marriage. Through marriage, we are able to bring forth children and partake in the kingdom of God. Let us give thanks to God. Let us give thanks to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, O Lord God, for through marriage you have given us an opportunity to be partakers of the kingdom. We pray, O Lord King of Glory, that you continue to open our mind and our hearts and our spirit
in the mighty name of Jesus.
To know more.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name. We are still in the mode of prayer. Let's begin to pray unto the Lord. As we begin to think of the teaching tonight on marriage, on fellowship with the Most High God, with the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to pray. Lord Jesus. Just like a man and a woman fellowship together as one, so are we meant to fellowship with our Father. Let's begin to pray that, Father, we need more fellowship with you. We need more fellowship, more relationship, to be close with you like a bride. To be close with you, O Lord Father, we need fellowship with you. Shall we begin to open up our mouth and begin to pray? And Jeta Gabelegedo, and Zota Braskavi, and Shata Gabala Gabalaga, Zata Brasco Bali, and Zote Breto Jeta Gabelege, and Vata Braska. The word of the Lord said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 to 32, he said, marriage is a mystery. It's a great mystery. It takes the Holy Spirit to begin to unleash that mystery to us. Father, we pray, Lord, the King of God, that you unleash the mystery of marriage to us, even relating to that of the Holy Spirit, which is our Father, of God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Shata Gabalaga, and Zote Breskoveli, Ileto Jata Gabalaga, and Zota Braskabele, in Jota Gabalagadaga, Vatu Braskabelege, and Lido Jata Gabele, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to be praying in Jesus' mighty name. We pray.
Amen.
We are going to be praying, Lord. We are going to be saying, Father, if you are still here with me, please let us know. We are going to be saying, Father, grant us unwarranted favor. Are we here? Are we still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We are going to be saying, Father, because we have someone that is that will soon be, you know, tying the, what do they used to call it? Tying the knot, is it not? Yeah. So we are going to be praying, Father, grant unwarranted favor to members of the parliamentarian John and parliamentarian Queen in all their need to make us a successful wedding. So we are going to be opening up our mouth to pray this prayer like it's our own. Because it is part of us, and we all are one in the Lord. We are one in the parliamentarians. We all are one. So we are going to be praying, Father, grant unwarranted favor to MP John and MP Queen in all they need to make a successful wedding. Shall we begin to open up our mouth? Shall we begin to open up our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus? Zota Braskali. Vato Shata Gabalaga. Zota Belegen. Shata Gabalaga. Zokaba. The word of the Lord said, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. That even through Lord King of Glory, you join them together, there shall be open doors of favor in the mighty name of Jesus. And Shata Gabalaga, in Zata Brasco Valley, and Shata Gabele. Let's pray that whatever that they will need, O Lord Father, you are their source, O Lord Father. Let there be open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever essential that is necessary for them, O Lord Father, both spiritually, physically, in everything, O Lord Father, even monetary, O Lord Father, we pray that you be their source in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we begin to open up our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus? And Zakabra Sotabali, and Lido Shatagabalaga, and Dobrazo Velekebe, in Jetegebe, Akagabalaga do Jetegebele, Vento Brenskobali, in Jatagabalagapa, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are going to be saying, Father. Yeah. We are going to be saying, Father. Are we still here? Are we still here? Please, let's be responding.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We are going to be saying, Father, open.
Father.
Open up the mystery behind the purpose of marriage to us, because the word of the Lord says marriage is a mystery. Is a secret that need the Holy Spirit to unlock, that the Holy Spirit needs to unlock to us. Father, open up the mystery behind marriage to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Many a times we hear some marriages, divorce, maybe misunderstanding, this and that in marriages, divorcement and everything, because there are some mysteries that are yet to be unlock in marriages. We are going to be praying, Father, open up the mysteries behind marriage to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to open up our mouth and pray. Mashata Gabala and Zete Brento Shatagala and Dubrato Shatage and Ledo Jata Gabala and Debrezo Legede and To Jata Gabala in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Zota Brado Shatagabala in Veto Jatagebe in Leko Zakabran Jotagaba Mato Brando Jatagebe in Ledo Jatagebelege and Veto Branzoli, Mako Brando Shatagabalaga, in the Branzo Kevile, Ileto Shatagabalaga, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Ashatagabalaga, Zata Brasco Vele. In the same manner, we are going to be praying for nations worldwide, especially the Christians, Christendoms, we are going to be praying that God help us that the mystery behind marriage be open to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And Jata Gabalaga and Zota Braska. We've heard of many broken homes, even Christian homes, many broken homes, because the mysteries behind marriage are yet to be unlocked. Father, let's begin to pray. It takes the Holy Spirit to begin to unlock it to us. It takes the Holy Spirit begin to unlock it to every Christian homes. So we are going to be praying nationwide that, Father, whatever that is the mystery behind marriage, all of us, let it begin to be unlocked, all of Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the help of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ashata Gabada, using parliamentarian John and Queen as a point of contact, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Shata Gabalaga and Zota Brasco Velege Iledo Shata Gabalaga Mato Brando Shatakebe Eledo Jatagabelege, Invato Brascoba, Elido Jatagabala, El Sakabalagako, Mato Branto Shete, Ileko Zakabre, Vedo Jatagabele, Ita Brascaba, Angangako Jatagaba, Mato Branzulevele, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Holy Spirit, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of the Lord said, as it is in heaven, so is it on earth. As there is marriage on earth, so is marriage in heaven. So are we married to the Holy Spirit. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, King of glory, that your love not just dwell amongst us, O Lord Father. We pray that your love not just dwell in our marriages, but let your love, O Lord Father, be in the marriages of our fellowship with the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say, blessed be your holy name, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you touch every home, every marriages, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every home, every marriages, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ashata Gaba, Ezebresco, Veledo Jatagabe, Intabrasco Bala, Valico Jatagaba, Mata Braskabi, Veledo Jatagabelege, Izata Braskabala, Vaco Jatagabala Gada, Zata Brasco. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And we know that the devil does not even like, he doesn't like marriage too. You know, the devil doesn't like anything that has to do with marriage. That's why he goes about home causing things, broken homes, because this has to do with something with the Father. It has to do with something with the heart of the Father. We pray, King of glory, that you touch every marriages in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, King of glory, for those that are looking forward, O Lord Father, to be married, O Lord Father, as one, King of glory, as one flesh. Lord King of glory, we pray that you go ahead of them in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, we pray, King of glory, as they will be joined together in you, O Lord Father, let them be joined together with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word said, whosoever the Lord has joined together, let no man put asunder, in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us, O Lord, about marriage, O Lord Father. Even us, O Lord Father, that we are married. Teach us more about marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us, O Lord, about how to build up our family in a Christian life, in the way of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen. Apologies that we have to take 30 minutes more. We are trying to get used to the timing as well. So we are very cautious.
No problem.
We give thanks.
No problem. Apologies to why the prayer and everything was going on. I've been eating. I'm trying to eat so that I can sleep earlier and then wake up tomorrow to do some few things.
Mm.
And that's why when Sister Esther was asking for response, I couldn't respond.
Something was going on in the mouth.
We give thanks to God.
Yes. Was it recorded?
Yeah, it's recorded.